So, the according. What is this to give the people out their hope? It's not our job. How pointless. You're all already dead, anyways. What's the point? These tapes and logs, they're gonna get destroyed too. So why? All right. Ask your questions. I'll try to answer them. My name is Anna Sinclair, the daughter of Mallory and Paul Sinclair, which is the two highest militants in this facility. And probably the sole reason you decided to take me on. You believe Mommy and Daddy trained their little girl well, right? Which, you're mostly right to assume that, but I believe that I'm better than them. Comparing them to me, they are old dogs. They know their old ways, and sure, it's been helping, but they don't know the new ways like I do. I've been playing this game for a while. A long while. What's next? Or did you just call me to ask me about my family? Then get on with it. We don't have all day, you know. What do I think of the others? Well, let's start with Ada, shall we? She's a tech geek, knows a lot about a lot. That is valuable. That is very, very useful. I've seen what she's requested, what you've already installed so far to help her with. That is beyond useful. Having her on the team is priceless. We'll be able to understand so much just because of her. The next one being Athena. Oh, Athena. You gave her quite the one. The ability to control people. That's good. Think you know what you're doing. A lot of information, numbers from control. We have a bunch of sacrificial pawns, and we know their pieces. We know who the king will be, the queen, the bishops, the knights. We'll know everything about them. Which gives us a perfect approach. Now you see, that's where everything goes downhill. Because the third one, they seem like an experiment. You don't seem to know what you're doing with them. I mean, you know exactly what you're doing with Ada and Athena, but them, number four. Let's hope that they are useful, right? Because if not, you can kiss the attempt of restoring humanity and Earth. Goodbye. Now, what else is there? Code name. Why can't I just be me? Right. Well, let me think on it. Then I'll get back to you. What's next? It's my turn. Well, how thrilled I am. How vast is the selection? Oh, it's over here. Let's see. Explain this one to me. I don't even want to hear about the others. That one, that's the one for me. So, is that all? So there's a real reason here. Okay. What is it? Why am I really here? Damage control. Tell me more. You using that? You're not gonna be using it. Continue. So, not a bad taste in alcohol. So, if they start to deviate from why we're here, you want me to help them fall back in line? How exactly? Oh, I didn't think you had those words in you. I mean, you're talking about me killing humanity's last hope. Are you sure that's the only way? I mean, interesting damage control, but let me do you one better. Let's think of this to a more strategic point. Tell me, if I use Ada to get me a bunch of information, or I use Athena to get me an army, and then they start to deviate, I have to kill off two, or maybe one of them, of my most valuable ones. How the hell do we save humanity then? That doesn't make sense now, does it? No. Now you want to know what does make sense? Install something in them that'll help me control them. Their actions or behaviors. Keep them in line. At the flip of a switch. If they even think about it, I turn it on. You install that in them, and there's your damage control. Strategy. They still have usefulness. So we have to keep them. We don't kill them. We wear them down until they're no longer useful. Now, stuff like that will probably have conflicts with the brain, right? The more it uses, the more it fries them, some shit like that, I don't know. You're the scientist, you figure it out, but you tell me everything, understood? That's damage control, and that's being smart. If you want any hope in humanity surviving, and us being saved and us completing this. You do as I say. That's a good scientist. I'll be taking this. Again, you won't need it. You got a lot of work to do. I expect my installment soon. Pleasure doing business with you. If you have anything else to talk to me about, let me know. Oh, and one more thing. Codename. Let's go with Napoleon. Yeah. Sounds good. Later, Tater. So, hi, it's me, your favorite yandere. So, you don't need to make any decisions on this video. It's just a law one. You can take what you want from it. Everything's provided on a silver platter. It's there to help you understand some things. Maybe possible actions in the future. Understand the character more. Their thought process. So on and so forth. Things are about to get pretty interesting in the next episode. The series is taking quite a while though. Because it's a lot of effort. The most effort and thought we've ever put into any series. But still, every episode has been very fun to make. Sorry you can't hear from the main woman herself. But I'm still good to listen to. Right? Right? You better pray that with a yes.